call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Captain Laura Grogan with the U.S. Public Health Service says there is a misconception that just because someone looks normal, they're okay, even if they have a brain injury.
It's easy to assume that we're just going to bring this family member back into our house. They're going to be the same person when, in fact, they really have experienced a change.
Hillary Clinton's use of personal email while she was Secretary of State is under review by the State Department. The Washington Post cites a senior department official saying they will investigate if Clinton's emails included sensitive material. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. Ends 3/14 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Facebook's COO is launching a new campaign that asks men to lean in, too. After writing a book aimed at motivating women in the workplace and at home, Sheryl Sandberg tells Fox News' The Kelly File she is now after encouraging men to help in the effort, mainly for the benefit of the children.
For fathers, children at any income level, no matter how active a mother is, when fathers are more active, their children are healthier, happier, and do better in school and at work.
Sandberg's project, Lean In Together, is partnering with the NBA and celebrities like Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, Serena Williams, and Brad Paisley. It's being driven on social media and encouraging parents to take a 50-50 partnership in raising their children and leaning on fathers to help break gender stereotypes. Sheryl Sandberg says sometimes it's as simple as doing more around the house.
Girls with fathers who do household chores have broader career aspirations than daughters who don't see their fathers doing anything in the home. So any amount of, darling, you can do anything, is not as good as washing a dish.
Facebook COO.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 11 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Calm winds gusting up to 11 miles an hour. Got one more day of cold weather. Sunny and a high of 26 today. Winds light and variable. And tonight, a low of 7, some clouds and winds light and variable. And then, the thaw. Sunshine and some clouds on a high of 38, wind southwest at 5 to 10. Some clouds will give way to generally clear conditions overnight and a low of 28. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 43. Sun and a few passing clouds and 44 on Monday. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon on Tuesday, a high of 47. We're up to 49 on Wednesday and stays in the 40s all next week. All my guests are going to change into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Phillipsburg, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. This is one of my favorite days of the year. We've done this three times. This is the fourth time we've done this. Hunterdon Central Regional High School musical players, the cast of Crazy for You is here, and we're going to have a great time for the next hour talking with the characters and even doing a little singing and, well, no reason to do any dancing. Nobody's going to see it. But nonetheless, I have about 20 people in the studio. It is packed, and you're listening to the Overture of Crazy for You, which is going to take place next week. So we're going to talk to our directors and bring everybody in here. Let me get all my microphones up, and we'll say hello to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, and your role is?
I'm student directing this show.
All right. You're student director, and you are a co-director with another Sarah, is that right?
Yeah, hi.
There she is. Okay, Sarah.
Hi.
Say hello to somebody out in Radio Land. I know your mom's listening, right?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
There you go. There you go. That was recorded, Mom, so you got that forever. All right.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Another hi, Mom. Anybody say hi? There's always a big joke that nobody says hi to Dad, but that's okay. All right, who else do we have on the microphones here?
I'm Dana.
Hi, Dana. What do you do?
I play Polly Baker.
All right, Polly. We're going to talk with you in a little bit because I got some interesting questions for you.
Oh, okay.
And then I got over here.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Hi, Melissa. What is your role?
Alyssa, sorry. I play Irene Roth.
Irene Roth. Okay. You guys are, Irene and Polly are interested in the same guy. It's kind of interesting.
Yes. Well,
I don't know if you guys knew that yet, but we'll find out. All right, so Sarah Squared,
yep.
Can you give us a little synopsis as to what this story is about?
Well, there's a man named Bobby Child who wants to be a dancer.
Right.
But his mom wants him to work at a bank, so she sends Bobby to Nevada to foreclose
on
a bank.
On a theater.
And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not to get Polly Baker's heart.
Right.
For his own.
And
okay.
To try to save the theater there.
And to save the theater.
Yeah, this it's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. It had a little feel to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this. So this is a Ira Gershwin. This is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call it a new Gershwin.
Yeah.
And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with the being a contemporary show, but then really having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings and music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s, and the 40s, and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written. So it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you. There you go.
Totally not important at all.
No. And the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to this show. So I have, I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Well, not very well. We're not married yet.
Not yet? Why not? What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're a nice girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
What would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not Dana.
Yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And then Polly, you're over in the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
It's in the 30s.
Oh, it is the 30s. Okay. I wasn't born in the 30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the 30s or not. But Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office that's
all right
over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and yep. So how's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away, mm-hmm. but I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure, sure. Okay, and so I have I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Hi.
Hi, Lank. What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. You are Lank, as a matter of fact. I thought that Lank should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad I'm glad you're there. Now, Lank, what's the deal with you and Polly?
You know, she's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Well, that guy isn't there yet, so who is she going after?
Not you.
Not you.
What are you not having to offer? What are you not giving her?
You know, I just don't know.
All right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
All right. Have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
I've asked.
all right. Give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. And Polly, why? What's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this?
I don't know.
Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for a romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Okay.
Which I am not either.
In Nevada.
Yes.
Singer and dancer in Nevada. Now, the we have Lank, and you're struggling to try and get Polly, and Irene, you're trying to keep Bobby entertained, and Bobby moves on out to Nevada to try and close on this house, close on this theater, and how does Bobby meet you, Polly?
He just kind of stumbles in, honestly, and she meets him, and he tries to woo her, essentially, and says how he's going to save the theater, but she later finds out that he's from the bank, so she gets really mad at him, and tensions.
Right. Yeah, well, I'd be mad at him if he came in and tried and took my business away as well. It doesn't... you weren't expecting that, right? He's over in New York. Took him a while to even get there.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he just shows up, and what does he say? It's time to foreclose? Game over?
He's trying to save the theater, but she thinks that he's only out there to take the theater.
Okay.
And that he's lying to her, basically.
So you're having, you got a lot of trouble, like, reading into people, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, here's Lank, he's trying to help you out, and you don't got no interest in him. And then your soon-to-be love of your life, you don't even know that he's even there. Okay. Very well. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of our Crazy For You players in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingtonBerry.com.
Is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.com. The Crazy for You cast of Hunter Central Regional High School is with me, and we brought in another set of characters. And we're gonna first, we're going to speak to Bella. Bella Zangler. Good morning, Bella. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. What are you? Austrian? German? What is that?
I am Hungarian.
Hungarian. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how did you acquire your Hungarian accent? In Hunterdon County?
With lots of practice. Yes.
And who is the person playing Bella Zangler?
The person playing...
You don't know this question? This is a tough answer.
Me? John?
John, me!
Yes.
Me. All right, John. Nice to have you, Bella. All right, so Bella, I got a question for you. You're running your theater in New York. How's that going?
My theater in New York. So my character loves this girl named Tess, mm-hmm. and she moves to Dead Rock, Nevada, with all the other characters. So what I have to do is I have to go find her, and so in order to impress her, I bring my theater to Dead Rock. And so I sell my theater in New York, and we put on the show in Dead Rock, mm-hmm. and a bunch of stuff happens from there.
Sure, sure, I understand.
Yes.
Now, what's your romance, or what's your desires with Tess there? What's attracting you to her? Is the Hungarian accent always got an in the middle? Is that part of the Hungarian accent?
Little bit, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's authentic. It's like you're thinking Hungarian, but you're switching it to English. I get it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Good.
All right. It's a second language, the English.
I
Tess, our backstory is we've known each other for a while, but...
Right.
Bella Zangler has a wife, Mrs. Zangler,
uh-huh.
and you know that marriage isn't going very well. So I want to marry Tess.
Okay.
And eventually, Mrs. Zangler leaves me, and a bunch of stuff happens. And you should come and see the show to find out what happens between Zangler and Tess.
Excellent. All right. So you moved the show out to Nevada, Dead Rock, Nevada. Now that should have given you a pretty good hint that you need some work on the business side, but that's okay. Another question for you: this kid Bobby Child shows up and he auditions for you. What's your take on his dancing and singing ability?
He's all right in both of those, but he's kind of annoying. So, yeah.
How so? How is he annoying?
Bit of an overachiever.
Okay.
a little bit of a moron.
All right. As opposed to the guy who's building his show out in Dead Rock, but that's
yeah, yeah, no, okay. Fine, yeah.
All right, gotcha. Very good.
And yeah.
All right. So you really don't think he's lead man material?
No, not at all. No.
Okay. Now, did you have an artistic background in your past, your history? Are you are you a singer, dancer, Bella?
I came up as a pretty prominent dancer.
Okay.
And from then on, I became the leader of the Zanglet Follies.
Gotcha.
My very own dance organization, I guess.
All right.
And so, yes, I'd say I have a pretty good background in dancing, so I can tell whether Bobby right. is, you know.
He needs some work.
Yeah.
All right. He's a work in progress. All right. We move on to Eugene and Patricia Fodor, or Fodor?
Fodor's name.
Fodor.
I'm Eugene.
And I'm Patricia.
Now, when I learned that you two were coming on, one of the questions, first of all, it's not past me that it's Fodor, and it's that happens to be a prominent guidebook for real. What is two British citizens doing in Nevada? I mean, really, there's nothing like that in Britain. What are you doing over there?
Indeed, there's not. And our goal by visiting Nevada is actually to write our own sort of guidebook on the American West.
Okay.
Yes, we'd like to see the environment in Nevada because it's different than that of Britain, but we also like to observe the Americans because they are an interesting population.
All right, now, there's a number of different dialects in the British colony, how did you guys decide on this strain of British accent?
We were bored with it. Absolutely. We came out this way.
Okay. Can't shake these people out of their own character. Okay, I got you. All right, that's fine. I can go with it. That's good. All right, so the performance is put together here to somehow save the Dead Rock Theater. They have the opening show, and what happens?
Well, when the opening show is about to be put on, all of the characters in Dead Rock are waiting for guests to show up from all over Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the train arrives, Patricia and I are the only ones on the train.
Yes, and they are quite downhearted because we didn't come to see the show, because we came to write the guidebook to observe the Americans. So it's a bit of a plot twist.
What is the guidebook going to say about the Americans?
Oh, well, they're a silly bunch, aren't they?
That they are. They are very interesting.
Okay. And that's going to invite other British people to come in and mock the Americans.
Oh, well, it's sort of like when you go to the zoo and you see all of the animals frolicking about. It's a similar concept.
Seriously, you just keep going back because you can't get enough.
I had a talk with the animals the other day. We did Rex... because it was his birthday. Okay, very good, Eugene and Patricia. So then we have our cowboys.
Hello.
Sam, don't go anywhere, Patricia and Eugene.
Staying.
Eugene, Sam, and Moose, right? Do I have that right? What's that?
Mingo.
Sam and Moose. We were talking to Polly just a few minutes ago, and we noticed... And I just kind of apprised her of the fact that she was like the only female, except for Patricia, obviously, in the Nevada Dead Rock region. You guys don't get out much, do you?
No, we just really like to relax, and we're very lazy. We just lay around all day. We sing about it quite a lot.
That doesn't make you very good cowboys. From what I gather, cowboys are supposed to actually be like ranchers and stuff like that.
Well, someone else will do that.
Yeah.
Who's your boss?
Ourselves.
Okay. And how do you guys make money?
I don't know. You kind of... Stamp collecting. I have two now.
And so, Eugene and Patricia, how are people going to actually show up into the theater if we got three guys here... Potential patrons who don't have any cash to actually make it to the theater.
well, we build up a sort of momentum, because we hit this point and everyone says, oh, they didn't come for the show, and they get downhearted, but we raise their spirits with our British phrase, stiff upper lip.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So what are you guys spending your money on when you collect your stamps and find something rare?
Well, Dead Rock is a pretty small town, so all we do... Well, we don't really do too much. It's very secluded. There's, like, maybe, like, 50 guys and, like, one girl, maybe two. So...
Yeah. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Nothing.
You sort of sit around.
Yeah.
Still, sit around.
Yeah, we're not very good cowboys.
All right.
But when, Bobby Child comes with all the chorus girls, we get very excited.
Oh, yeah.
We get very excited.
I imagine.
We've never seen so many females in our lives.
I imagine. Must have been quite a sight to see the Zangler Follies showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right. Very good. So you have the Zangler Follies and a big show, and why don't you guys show up to the opening night?
Well, we're in the show.
Oh, yeah. Pardon me. Sorry about that. Must have missed that on my cue. All right. Well, so what do you guys do in the show?
Well, us being cowboys, sitting around all day, we don't really do too much. So this is our first show, and we have no clue how to do anything. None of us can dance, specifically me.
Okay.
So what Bobby tries to do is play by our strengths, and so he gives me a string bass, and I play the bass in the show.
Okay.
And they do something else.
Right. What do they?
They can tell you what they do.
What do they do?
We just sort of stand there and look good.
I do a lot of picking girls up and stuff, but that's really all.
Is that like you ask them out, or you actually lift them up physically?
Physically.
Oh, okay.
And then he puts them down.
And then he puts. Well, that's a commercial, I think, somewhere. All right, so we got the three cowboys. We got the Fodders, and then we have Bella. We're at the halfway mark. We're going to come back after a little tech break, and we're going to bring back some of these folks to do a little excerpts from the songs in the actual musical. So hang on. You're listening to Good Morning 100 on chamberradio.com. We're back, and we were ready to go here. We got everybody set up to start performing their excerpts. So we need a little lead-in as to what this one is. What is the...
This song is called Slap That Bass, and it's one of our showstoppers. Okay. And it's really cool, and it's Bobby encouraging everybody to sing and dance and be energetic.
All right. Here we go. We got the entire cast here, and they're going to start.
walk with a zoom zoom now and then. Today you can see that the happiest men. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Slap that bass.
Pretty good. Slap that bass. So what was that? Was part of the actual show, right? In Dead Rock?
Yes.
No.
It's when we're learning. It's when we're learning the music.
When you're learning the music.
Just get into rehearsals.
Teaching okay. The cowboys to dance.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right. What's next?
Someone to watch over May.
All right.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. The only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, shepherd for this lost lamb. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be
right. That was sweet. Whoops. Too much feedback. Hang on. All right. That was good. You have a really sweet voice.
Thank you.
Very nice. That's going to be a big showstopper. All right. What else we have? I got to turn on these speakers. We're getting feedback through that. What's the next one there, director?
Biding my time. By the Three Cowboys.
All right. The ones that don't do anything. Yeah.
They're gonna sing about not.
All right, get to sing about not doing anything.
I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. Next year, something's bound to happen, bound to happen this year, I'll just keep on napping.
Right. Sweet. You guys sing. You obviously do something. You guys should check out the Harmonizers down the street. They could use some of you guys. Get to wear the red jackets. All right, what's the next one? That was a good one.
Naughty Baby.
Naughty? Oh, okay. I got to get ready for this. I got to get ready for this one. Okay. Now, this is Irene's doing this one? Is that right?
Yes.
Now, Irene, you're obviously not singing this to Bobby.
To Lank.
You're singing it to Link.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a huge amount of flip flop. We're going to get to that a little later about how everybody winds up in different places. So, all right, let's hear it, Irene. Naughty Baby. Uh-oh.
You are, without a doubt, the rudest, most uncouth, roughest man I have ever met. If you want a girl who's sentimental, one who never set you in a whirl, one who will be always sweet and gentle, I am not that sort of girl. But if you prefer a rather swift one, if you think you'd like to run around with a bright one, I am just the right one. Naughty baby, who will tease you? I can show the way and know the way to please you.
All right. That's just as an excerpt, though. There's more to that one, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. Apparently, you need a lot of air conditioning in the auditorium when that one hits. Okay. What else we got?
Embraceable you.
Oh, embrace.
Dozens of men would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love life lean? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. Mister, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and you'll know just what I mean. Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
All right, that was Polly, Embraceable You. Sweet. I love these songs. This is like, I'm awash in all this great music. And the Pit still does all this work, right, Ms. Enderlin? They're the ones coming? 52
musicians.
52 musicians will be playing in the Pit, so that's pretty cool.
Our student director also plays the tuba.
I play the tuba.
Get out of here. Awesome. All right. Tuba. All right, what do we got next? I see another cowboy.
A real American folk song.
A real American folk song. Okay. Let's have it, cowboy.
Real American folk song is a rag, a mental jag.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring
the sentence of Chelsea Manning.
I cannot believe that, you know, somebody who compromised so much classified information is now being let
is now being let walk free.
John Nixon says he's shocked by the news that Manning's 35-year sentence will be cut short. Manning was convicted of giving classified information about military activity to WikiLeaks in 2010. Manning, who's behind bars at the military prison at Fort Leavenworth, will be released on May 17th.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
My name is Joe Biden. I'll be Vice President of the United States for 48 more hours.
Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We've spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We've lost thousands of lives. We've got wounded warriors who I love all over the place.
Donald Trump standing by his comments that invading Iraq was probably the worst decision ever made in the history of the country. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that it also led to the destabilization of the Middle East. He says the U.S. is
worst.
Conway describing it that way to Fox News. Manning's 35-year sentence being cut short shall now be released in May. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The suspect fired at officers, and officers responded with gunfire.
Another American law enforcement officer losing his life while on duty, this time in Texas.
It was at that point that Detective Walker was wounded.
The police chief in Little Elm, Texas, north of Dallas, saying that that detective later died of his wounds, and the suspect was found dead inside the home in which he barricaded himself. The man suspected of gunning down a Florida police sergeant last week is finally in custody. Orlando police say Markeith Lloyd was nabbed at an abandoned home after a bit of a struggle last night.
He did resist arrest, and he does have some facial injuries, and Lieutenant Deborah Clayton's handcuffs were placed on him.
The Orlando police chief referring to the fact that they used the handcuffs which had belonged to the officer who Markeith Lloyd allegedly shot and killed when they arrested him last night. They say he was wearing body armor when he shot the cop and at the time of arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A family's mourning the death of their son who was killed during a Marine training exercise last week. The United States Marine Corps confirming Austin Ruiz of Naples, Florida, did die during a live fire training exercise at a military base in California. Another Marine was injured during that exercise.
I know she's innocent.
That's an uncle of the wife of the Orlando Pulse nightclub terrorist attacker. Noor Salman was in court yesterday briefly in Oakland, California, on a charge of aiding and abetting her husband's support of ISIS and then obstructing a police investigation. Her uncle says her only concern right now is for her young son.
She don't think outside the box. She always think, what I going to do for my son? What I going to buy?
Orlando Pulse nightclub terrorist attacker. Noor Salman was in court yesterday briefly in Oakland, California, on a charge of aiding and abetting her husband's support of ISIS and then obstructing a police investigation. Her uncle says her only concern right now is for her young son.
She don't think outside the box. She always think, what I going to do for my son? What I going to buy for my son?
The 30-year-old woman's husband, Omar Mateen, killed...
Kid, it's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you...
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
School on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The State Department says it will comply with a federal judge's order to start a rolling release of Hillary Clinton's emails when she was Secretary of State.
U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras ordered the State Department to come up with a plan by next week for the release of emails Hillary Clinton sent and received while she was Secretary of State. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says they'll comply with the order, even though the department originally wasn't going to release the emails until next year.
It's a large volume of documents, 55,000 pages. It requires coordination with, in some cases, with other agencies.
Speaking to reporters in Iowa, Hillary Clinton says she also wants her emails released as soon as possible.
I have said repeatedly, I want those emails out. Nobody has a bigger interest in getting them released than I do.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
There are no known injuries after a Boston-bound cruise ship ran aground in Bermuda. Passenger Rachel Hansen of New Hampshire says the ship had steering problems.
What they told us was that we lost steering. We lost steering control. That's what the captain told us, and that's why we ran into the coral reef.
Norwegian Cruise Line Company officials say the ship lost power before running aground to leave port. Power was restored, and passengers spent the night.
Sentence of Chelsea Manning.
I cannot believe that, you know, somebody who compromised so much classified information is now being let to walk free.
John Nixon says he's shocked by the news that Manning's 35-year sentence will be cut short. Manning was convicted of giving classified information about military activity to WikiLeaks in 2010. Manning, who's behind bars at the military prison at Fort Leavenworth, will be released on May 17th.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
My name is Joe Biden. I'll be Vice President of the United States for 48 more hours.
Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We've spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We've lost thousands of lives. We've got wounded warriors who I love all over the place.
Donald Trump standing by his comments that invading Iraq was probably the worst decision ever made in the history of the country. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that it also led to the destabilization of the Middle East. He says the U.S. is
worst.
Conway describing it that way to Fox News. Manning's 35-year sentence being cut short shall now be released in May. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The suspect fired at officers, and officers responded with gunfire.
Another American law enforcement officer losing his life while on duty, this time in Texas.
It was at that point that Detective Walker was wounded.
The police chief in Little Elm, Texas, north of Dallas, saying that that detective later died of his wounds, and the suspect was found dead inside the home in which he barricaded himself. The man suspected of gunning down a Florida police sergeant last week is finally in custody. Orlando police say Markeith Lloyd was nabbed at an abandoned home after a bit of a struggle last night.
He did resist arrest, and he does have some facial injuries, and Lieutenant Deborah Clayton's handcuffs were placed on him.
The Orlando police chief referring to the fact that they used the handcuffs which had belonged to the officer who Markeith Lloyd allegedly shot and killed when they arrested him last night. They say he was wearing body armor when he shot the cop and at the time of arrest. This is USA Radio News.